Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive, where we look through the latest articles and research to figure out what really matters for you. Today, we're exploring some topics your students are engaging with in The Juice. Our aim here is to give you, parents and teachers, a quick rundown of these stories, maybe offer some deeper insights, and spark some ideas for discussion.
Helping students grasp our world, we'll try to look beyond just what's happening and get into the why, connecting some dots for a richer view.
Okay, let's jump right in. First up, a really inspiring story about connection and support. It's about Jose Cruz from Brooklyn. Apparently, after dealing with anxiety and loneliness post-COVID, he started making signs, uplifting quotes like, "Keep going, don't give up."
Right.
And he displays them in public, even Times Square. He actually went viral and brought comfort to a lot of people. One resident, Marisol Rodriguez, said his sign made her feel loved and appreciated.
Mm-hmm. That's a powerful detail. And this story, it's not just about being nice, is it? It shows something fascinating about how a physical public act of kindness can hit differently in our, you know, digital world.
Cuts through the noise.
Exactly. Cuts through the noise in a way maybe an online post just doesn't quite manage. So for students, it really brings up the question, when has someone's words or actions, something tangible, helped you feel genuinely seen or supported?
It's amazing how one simple act takes off like that. Okay, shifting gears now to how we all get our information. There's another huge shift happening, this time in news. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, 157 years old, is making a pretty stark move. After December 31st, no more print edition, it's going totally online.
Wow.
Which makes Atlanta the biggest U.S. metro area without a daily printed newspaper.
Yeah, and that's not just about nostalgia, right? It's a major signal for the whole industry. It's driven by, well, big drops in ad revenue and changes in how we all consume news now.
Right, social media and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the key insight here, what experts are worried about, is the potential hit to local communities. Could it damage the ability to fund that deep local reporting?
Less oversight, maybe.
Potentially. A less informed public, less accountability for local government. So a good question for your students is, where do you usually get your news about what's happening? And importantly, how reliable do you think those sources are?
Okay, from local news to global events. Our next topic is Nepal. Protests there against government bans on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube turned deadly. At least 19 deaths reported.
Hmm.
The users, calling themselves the Protest of Gen Z, organized demos after the government demanded these sites register. Critics say this move is really about enabling censorship.
Well, the government's stated reason is fighting fake news and hate speech.
Yeah.
But yeah, critics see it very differently. They argue it clamps down hard on individual freedom, on public discussion.
It's that classic tension.
It really is. State control versus the right to express yourself. So a critical question for students becomes, what kinds of things can happen when people's ability to speak freely, especially online, gets limited or controlled by authorities?
Moving into something a bit different pop culture, students are also reading about the MTV Video Music Awards, you know, often called the Super Bowl for youth.
Right.
This year, mixed current stars like Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande with tributes to legends. But what also stood out was Sabrina Carpenter's performance. It actively advocated for transgender rights, featuring dancers in drag and protest signs.
And that's fascinating, isn't it? How these big cultural events like the VMAs, they're not just entertainment anymore. They're platforms.
For social commentary.
Exactly. Reflecting current issues, sometimes even pushing the conversation, especially among young people. It shows how powerful art and music can be for dialogue. So a good starter for discussion might be, what's a song or maybe a music video that really moved you recently? And why? What message did it send?
Okay, finally, let's touch on language and governance. There's discussion around President Trump's order to rename the Department of Defense back to the Department of War. That's a title we haven't used since World War II. The stated aim is to reclaim a warrior ethos.
Mm-hmm. And this brings up some important history. The Department of Defense was specifically created in 1949 under President Truman to emphasize peace and defense. It was about consolidating the military branches for better cooperation.
A strategic shift back then?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Historians point out it was a deliberate move away from a constant war footing. Not really woke, as well, the term didn't even exist then. Opponents now worry the name change glorifies conflict, and they mention the costs involved too.
Right, the practicality.
But the core insight is really about language. how names shape perception, how they influence national identity, which leads to a really deep question for students. How do the words we choose for things, like government departments, affect how we think about them? And why might those names actually matter in the long run?
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive today, looking at some of the engaging and pretty important topics your students are exploring in the Juice. We really hope these insights and the discussion questions help you continue these conversations, whether it's at home or in the classroom.
Yeah, these stories from Jose Cruz's signs to global politics to just the words we use, they really show how interconnected everything is and why thinking critically with context is just so vital right now. We definitely encourage you to explore these themes more.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.